Food aid halted. Wisconsin Democrats blast Trump administration's Navarnes 1 cutoff. Racine County I. With the expected loss of SNAP funding starting Saturday, Democratic state lawmakers are mounting a series of food drives as part of their campaign to draw attention to their argument that Republicans are to blame. Wisconsin's food share program will stop receiving its monthly payments from the Federal Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, starting Navarnes 1. The Trump administration has blocked further SNAP funding as a result of the federal shutdown that began Octubre 1, although the U.S. Department of Agriculture has $6 billion in reserves. A coalition of Democratic attorneys, general, and governors, including Wisconsin, has sued the administration over the refusal to tap the reserve fund. Ending food assistance is focus of lawmakers. In Milwaukee County, Senator Chris Larson and State Rep. Christine Sinicki, both Milwaukee Democrats, scheduled a news conference and food drive for Thursday morning at a food pantry in Kudahy, a suburb just south of the city. Across the state, Rep. Jody Emerson, D.O. Clare, and Senator Jeff Smith, D. Brunswick, are holding a news conference and drive Thursday morning in Eau Claire in conjunction with local nonprofits there. Reps Jill Billings, D. La Crosse, and Tara Johnson, D. Town of Shelby, are holding a press conference and drive on Thursday afternoon at a La Crosse food bank, joined by local advocates. The aim is to highlight the disastrous effects of the shutdown on Wisconsinites and discuss how our community can step up to support the most vulnerable among us in their time of need, Billings' office stated in announcing the event. Johnson has also scheduled an event and food drive Friday with Senator Brad Pfaff, D. Onalaska, at a Viroqua food pantry with Vernon County advocates. In Appleton, the Democratic Party of Outagamie County and State Senate hopeful Emily Cephos have organized a two-week food drive that began Monday, October 27, and will run through November 8. That drive will supply pantries across the Fox Valley, according to the group. The fact that the government remains shut down while people right here are about to go hungry didn't sit right with me, Cephos said in a statement. So a group of friends and I got together to see what we could do.